This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel stepped up its bombardment of Gaza overnight and into Sunday, Palestinians said, after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu argued the only way to secure the release of hostages was intense military pressure on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The attacks also follow Friday talks between Israel's spy chief and the Prime Minister of Qatar, which mediated earlier hostage releases in return for a week-long ceasefire and the freeing of Palestinian prisoners. That's according to a source with knowledge of the matter. Residents and militants say Israeli attacks took place amid fierce fighting the length of the coastal enclave. Communications were also down for a fourth day, making it hard to reach the wounded. Hamas militants say they will not discuss freeing any more of those captured when they attacked southern Israel on October 7th if Israel continues the war on Gaza it unleashed in response. With no signs of compromise, violence has intensified.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Some of Israel's closest European allies have pressed for a ceasefire in the war with Hamas. Israel is also expected to come under pressure to end the war's most intense phase from closest ally, the United States, when U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Ukraine and the European Commission will soon assess Kyiv's progress on aligning its legislation with that of the European Union, and a framework for EU accession talks is expected in the spring. In his nightly video address, he reminded the country EU leaders decided at a summit on Thursday to launch formal membership talks with Ukraine. The country faces uncertainty over the future of vital wartime foreign assistance.